Tonight's shiur, Simon Reish Pei Hei. See if Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, Simon Reish Pei Hei. Likroi ha-parasha, shnayim mikro ve'echod targum. To recite the parasha twice in the psukim, the mikro, and once the targum unklis. See if Aleph. Afa pisha'od, m'shumea kol ha-torah kulo kol shabbos b'tzibur, even though a person pays attention and listens to the entire chumash, all chamisha chumash Torah, by going to shul on Shabbos and hearing the kriya in the tzibur in the congregation, chayiv likros la'atzo, he still has to recite for himself. But kol shvur, each and every week, parashas oiso hashvur, the parasha of that week, shnai mikvech targum, twice the psukim, once the targum. Afilu, even the words of ataros v'divon in parashas matos. Mishnah Brura Sifkon Aleph Likos La'atzmo B'chol Shvur. Person has to read for himself every week. Shnai Mikra Chatagam Hainu Shlo Yakdim Likros Koydim Osir Shvur. You cannot read it prematurely. You cannot read it before that week's parasha. V'gam Lo Ya'achar. Nor should you delay it afterwards. Tetzorach LaHashlim Parasha Yosef Im HaTzibur. The concept is to conclude the parasha with the tzibur, with everyone else. V'kolam Ashlim Parasha Yosef Im HaTzibur. And if someone does the mitzvah of Shnai Mikra Chatagum with the tzibur, Ma'arichin lo yamav ushno sav. It's a school for arichas yamim v'shonim. The notes bring there those who say this is a takana from Moshe Benistan, that the mitzvah of Shnai Mikra Chatagum comes from Moshe Benistan. Sifkan Beis, Shnai Mikra, twice Mikra, once Targum. Avalo yikro echad Mikra ve'echad Targum, not once Pasuk, once Targum. And then v'yichavim l'shmoya meshiach tzibur, and then listen to the Baal Koyrei to make it twice. That doesn't work. El tzarech liko shtei pa'amim mikra chutz mashashom meshiach tzibur. You read it twice yourself besides what the Baal Koyrei reads. Unless he's reading along with the Baal Koyrei. V'ayin d'mogen avam sifkon chesi lukim mogen avam shakasi b'shem lechem chamudos. He quotes the lechem chamudos. The b'dievet Yotze pamachas b'mesh shama meshiach tzibur. But the yevid would be yotze one time through by listening. V'yesh achronim shemachmirin afilu d'yevid. There are other achronim who are strict even b'dyevid. Doesn't work. U'be'inyan hakriya, as far as how to recite. Yesh deyos b'zeh b'ed achronim. There's actually different opinions among the achronim. Yesh oim, some say, sheyikra kol pasuk shtei pa'amim v'targum alav. You do pasuk by pasuk, each pasuk twice, and then the targum, and then the next. V'yesh omer, others say, sheyikra kol parasha shtei pa'amim, v'achach ha-targum. Recite the parasha twice, and then the targum. What does it mean, parasha? Hainu. Sheyikra kol parasha pesucha ostuma shtei pa'amim. Each section divided by the pesuchas and stumos, those are the sections you do twice, v'achach ha-targum, then the targum. U'magen evam, Ubashai Tshuva mitzad and kedei rishona. Magen Avraham Ashai Tshuva inclined to say the first way is better, just pasuk by pasuk. Ubasefer Maaseh Ravi. So, if you look at the Maaseh Ravi, it brings shahagro nagloimer hatargum acher kol parasha psucha ustuma. That the Vilna Gaon would say the targum after the parashios, the psuchas and the stumas. Oh, acher mokum shenira yoyser hefsek inin, or at a spot that is very likely a good place to stop. Udyavid kamar ovid, udyavid kamar ovid. Either way works. Mishu baki betam ubenakudos ba'pef. Someone is familiar with the vowelization and the cantillation by heart. Tov lahad alikos b'sefer Torah gufa. You should do shnai mikra from a sefer Torah itself. Sifkan gimel. Even ataros v'divan. What's that mean to say? Afal pisha emo targum. Even though when you look there is no targum unklis. You should say it anyway. V'u'adin, the same is true. Uven v'shimin, u'kiyotze b'zeh. Tzarech l'kros u'gilin palm. You just read it three times. V'yesh machmirim, some are strict. The b'ataras v'divon, sheyesh bo targum yushalmi. The b'ataras v'divon, there is targum yushalmi. Tzarech l'kros shom ha-targum, you should do the targum. Now it happens to be, the notes point out, if you look in our chumash, ataras v'divon does have targum unklus.
Yeah.
It's not just ataras v'divon. So he wants to say, the Ratzchiyah says, it could be that's the targum yushalmi. That's actually Targum Shalom got put into the Targum. Because the way he's learning it, it's clear from the Chaber that there was no Targum on it. See if base. Im lamad haparsha beperish Rashi, if you learn the parasha with Rashi's commentary, chashuv kimo targum. It's as if you did the targum. V'yarishamayim, but someone who is God-fearing, yikra targum, v'gan perish Rashi, will do both the targum and Rashi's commentary. Mr. Bursa Kondal, beperish Rashi. Shubafarish esem mikra, Rashi explains the psukim, kamosh mafarish targum, the same that targum explains. V'yosim better, even more. Avalim kara bishar las, but if you're going to read it in some other language, shumafarish rakas amilus lechud, we're just translating the chumash, lo yos de chavos among targum, that's not the same as targum. Targum is not just a translation. V'yishah targum mefarish kama devorim she'in lohavin mitocha mikra. Targum will explain many things that you can't understand from the simple pasuk itself. So it's not enough to do the chumash and then read a translation of the pasuk. Sifgan hei chashuv kamo targum. Rashi's perish is like targum. V'aken yoytze masher kar shnei pamim mikra. V'echad perish Rashi. So it'll be yoytze if you read the mikra twice and then once perish Rashi. V'osam psukim she'ilalei perish Rashi. Now what about the psukim that doesn't have Rashi? Yikra osan shalosh pamim. So you'll have to read those psukim three times. Mi she'enu bar hochi she'yoven is perish Rashi. That's someone is not capable. Someone is not capable to understand Rashi's commentary. Then it's proper for him to go through a commentary of the Chumash translated in the common language, like in his time it was German or Yiddish, like the Sefer Tzener of Enna, something like that. Hamavarmis a parasha piperish Rashi, that will explain the parasha based on Rashi, Ushar Chachaminus Vacha, and others of the Chazal. Habenuyim ayesod haTalmud, based on the basis of the Talmud. Sivgan vav, targum v'gam perish Rashi. A Yerushmayim will do both targum and perish Rashi. Ke targum yesh lo milo. There's an advantage over by targum over Rashi. Shenitim b'Sinai, because targum was given on Sinai. V'gam u'mefarish kol milo b'milo and explains every single word. Perish Rashi yesh lo milo. On the other hand, Rashi has an advantage. That explains the topics based on the Midrashim more than Targum. And in truth, everyone should do it. That you should learn every week the entire Sedra with Rashi besides Targum. There are several parashas in the Torah, especially Vayikra. You really cannot understand it just with Targum. The notes bring the edus on the Chafetz Chaim that he would do the parasha, Targum, Rashi, and Ramban. Mi she'ein biyado Targum rak hachumash avad. If a person doesn't have a Targum, he just has a chumash. He should do the mikra twice. Then when he gets a hold of the targum, he'll say it. Do not read the later pasuk before the early one. You should read the psukim in order. Nor should you read the targum prior to the mikra. Rather do the mikra twice and then the targum. And if it's possible to go through the Shnayim Mikra Echatagam without interruption, Hu Tov V'Yafim Ma'od. That's wonderful and beautiful. V'chein Re'isi Me'amadaktikin Oysen Ken. I saw this from those who are very particular. V'chein Roy L'Bal Nefesh La'asos. And that's what someone who's a Bal Nefesh, someone who's concerned about his soul, should do. So the notes bring, of course, if you're just doing one section, then when you're on that section for the day, you can talk and do anything else. But while you're in the section that you are doing, it is ideal not to interrupt and talk and get the phone, anything like that. No interruptions while you're doing it. Se'if Gimel. Miyom Rishon ve'elach chashev im hatzibur. What's called being mashlim the parasha with the tzibur from Sunday on. It begins with Sunday. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Sifkon Zayim, Yom Rishon ve'Eilech, starting with Sunday, Kevan she'maschil and b'minchus at the Shabbos, the Kurus Pasha Shavu Abba, since Shabbos Mincha, we begin the next week's Pasha, next of Shuv, HaKorei, K'Korei Metzibah. So then when you start the Pasha, that's with the Tzibur. Vim Kain, and if that's correct, Ma'ashakas and Mechab, Yom Rishon ve'Eilech, Lav Dafko, when the Shukhna says Sunday, it's not really Sunday, it's really Shabbos Mincha. from Shabbos Mincha, you can begin next week's parasha. And the notes between the Yisrael Chaim can ask, does that mean that I have to daven Mincha, or there's a min to daven Mincha? He says, you have daven Mincha. If the person daven Mincha, then he can begin the preparation. But until he daven Mincha, he cannot. He goes on to say, parashas Bereishis is only once you heard Bereishis Simchas Torah. When they start laying Bereishis and Simchas Torah, that's when you can start Bereishis. Even when Simchas Torah is on Friday, and you have very little time, makes no difference. You can't start Bereishis until the laying of Bereishis on Simchas Torah. Sifkan Ches, Choshev Imatzibah. So from the time they start laying, that's called Imatzibah. Kam Achronim Kosvah, many Achronim write, the Min HaMuvchuhu, the Kurs of Erev Shabbos. The best time to do Shnayim Mikra is on Friday, Erev Shabbos. Vayim B'Shai Tshu, look at Shai Tshu. Shai Tshu, of course, from the Arizal, the Tamid and the Arizal write, that Friday morning, right after davening, the Arizal will take out a Sefer Torah, and recite Shnayim Mikra. He had someone standing with him with the Sefer Targum, and he would do the Shnayim Mikra from the Sefer Torah and the Targum from the Sefer Targum. Friday morning after Shachas, that's when he would do it. No, Matthew says it's mitzvah and mukha the best way, even if you do it from Sunday. Like the Beis Yosef writes, the mukha came in the Rambam. This is clear from the Rambam. Sefer Meisirav writes as far as the Vilna Gaon's conduct. Take if achar tefila b'chol yom, likro miksas mehasidra every day. Every day after Shachos, he'll do a little bit of that week's parasha, Shnai Mikvech Targum, Umesayim Be'erev Shabbos. And he will conclude on Erev Shabbos.